I'm going to share with you a song that my ego wrote. Because my ego is like, you know, Scott, you're writing all these songs, not your higher self. Why don't you let me write a song? I have something I want to... And I thought, what would Jesus do? And Jesus said, you know, no resistance. Resist not evil. Just let your, let your ego have the pen. And this is what came out. You tell me to keep breathing, that your love will guide my way. Why do I always want to say, don't take my pain away from me here. Don't leave me here without my misery. 'Cause if I let go, then what might I do? This waking up is hard to do. Remember when I loved to gripe, got so much pleasure just from being right. Now pointing fingers makes me blue. This waking up is hard to do. They say that waking up is hard to do. So many lifetimes of sleeping through. Don't say, maybe I can. Instead of waking up, I'd rather stay in couch potato land. My guru says, only love is real. My therapist tells me to feel, feel, feel. Seems every year there's more issues. Waking up is hard to do. They say that waking up is hard to do. It's hard enough to turn off YouTube. Don't say, maybe I could. Instead of waking up, I think I'll hang on to my victimhood. My challenges, they make me wiser. They help me grow just like some fertilizer. Wish I could grow without doo-doo. This waking up is hard to do. Do up unto others as you would do up unto. I have a question for you. If Dr. Seuss was on the loose and speaking at New Thought churches, would you find his talks would rhyme a lot like the following verses? Get in your pajamas, let's gather and snuggle. And I'll tell you a story, the story of struggle. Stay. It begins at a time before struggle began, in a garden called Easy, where all things were grand. The people who tended the garden had fun. They prospered and played and got lots of things done. One day, two plain folks, call them Adam and Eve, went under the covers with shame and some leaves. And then came the blame game, the who cut the cheese. Was it Eve or a snake or the wrong choice of trees? The day-to-day play, all the joy they were given, gave way to the sense we must work for a living. And God did reply, kids, you gotta be kidding. Everything you could want is right here, not forbidden. But they could not, they would not receive the good news. They thought that to play they must first pay their dues. By the sweat of thy brow we must now earn our bread. And they didn't know the gluten had gone to their heads. Then they passed this confusion right on to their kids, hiding their loins with more leaves from more figs, teaching their offspring original sin, who then passed it off to their nextest of kin. And they made their cause noble. They justified pain. To suffer's God's will. No pain means and if you have struggled through life unabated, when you croak, your rewards card will be activated. That's when you cash in all your hard sacrifices and rest up in heaven with the rest of the righteous. Most folks are not dead yet, just taking a snooze, asleep at the wheel driven by their to-dos. The average adult has a list that won't stop, and to be who you are is just not near the top. But when your to-bes become priorities, you can fly through to-dos with the greatest of ease. But when your to-dos make to-bes disappear, you get caught in to-do-dos right up to your ears. So what in the world is this thing, struggling? Allow me to define it, this world-famous thing. It's trying, it's trying, it's trying so hard with your own ego strength that is no match for God's. You're doing your best and it's very courageous, but I'll do it myself is not self-advantageous. Yet when you join hands with the powers that be, then your source takes the lead and she leads you for free. So struggling's simply a well-worn belief, and beliefs can be bygones replaced and released. See, what's a belief but a thought you've been thinking so long and so hard that it's doing some stinking? And when you can smell your own moldy beliefs, you break out of the mold and you get some relief. By now, are you thinking, enough is enough. There's life beyond struggle. I just gotta trust. Then woo-hoo, you're ready to drop that belief and reclaim what's under your ancient fig leaf. Because under your cover, there's nothing to hide. That slippery serpent's been speaking some jive. We don't work for a living. We're already alive. We're not here for surviving. We be here to thrive. We're not human doings, we're beings born to fly. Yeah, so get out your cell phone and send out a text to your family, your friends, all your loved nervous wrecks. And tell them their nerves need no longer be taxed. They can travel downstream and be much more relaxed. And if they say, hey, that just makes me afraid, because lazy don't pay me, there's bills to be paid. Let them see easy does it is working for you, that your life has your back and your trust see you through. And if they say, no way, Jose, that's just fine. Not everyone's hip to the trip, they're divine. But everyone gets there in their own sweet time, and you help them the most when you're staying aligned. I'm staying aligned, staying aligned. Everybody, I'm staying aligned. Thank you. Thank you. We're not done yet. And so, when your isness becomes your main business, you feel just like Santa the eve before Christmas. There's so much to give and so much to receive, and it happens as easy as breath when you breathe. The breath breathes itself with no push and no shove, and so goes your life when you know that you're loved. And when you work hard and work up a sweat, it's only because you so love getting wet. Because when you're inspired, you follow your bliss. Even when you perspire, it feels effortless, like the work that you're doing is being done through you, and you're thrilled to be letting the universe do you. Please email this poem, although some might delete it, and post it on Facebook and on Twitter. Tweet it. Because millions are ready to hear the good news that struggle's a choice that you don't have to choose. And struggle-free living, oh my, how we love it. We flow down the stream on the boat. Easy does it. And easy does do it. We find out at last. We don't stop at the tolls. We just use easy pass. We're taking it light in the slow lane or fast. Because the joke's been on us. And we finally can laugh. And I'm just forgetting the rest of it. I'm getting it mixed up with another poem. There's like six of these poems. So this is a different poem that I'm switching to. And while you are laughing, you let in the light, which makes fear pack his bags and get on the next flight. Because he needs to feel needed. And when you choose joy, fear has no choice but to be unemployed. Fear used to feel needed when lions were chasing you, gathering speed with intentions of tasting you. But nowadays, most of the lions we find are fictional cats roaming round in our minds. And when you stop feeding the cats in your head, they just go away because they're not getting fed. And with a clear head, you are free now to choose a channel that's broadcasting much better news. So you get off the couch and turn off the TV and tune into WLOVE. It's got no commercials and nothing to sell. Just a steady reminder that all is quite well. And all is quite well is insurance enough. You're already covered by a plan you can trust. You've got Universal, the original plan. And there's never a moment you're not in good hands. You're no longer buying fear's insurance scam because you know every moment you're in good hands. Now, let me go back to the other poem and finish the struggle one. Please email this poem, blah, 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 blah. Did I do that part?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I have one final message and then I will go. You can't give up struggle completely, you know. There are rites of passages, powerful rites, when struggle's a part of you birthing more life. And I tried reading this poem to a woman in labor. She said, out of my face and don't do me no favors. Our struggles are sometimes endearingly human. They spice up our life like fresh garlic or... So next time you struggle, please don't self-attack. Don't struggle with struggle. Let's cut you some slack. Because when you are kind to yourself in your struggles, the kindness alone brings relief on the double. And so to wrap up now, because I'm feeling spent, let's sacrifice struggle this Easter for Lent. Or just do it now. Why procrastinate when the garden of ease is our natural state? It's been waiting with patience, and it's well worth the wait. The garden of ease is our natural state. It's everyone's birthright and everyone's fate. The garden of ease is our natural state. Mr. Rogers was, when I was growing up, he was like my spiritual teacher. I would just tune into him, his gentleness, his sense of ease, his imagination, his consistency of kindness was really getting in there. And I wrote this song to honor him. And this was the weekend that he made his transition. And I didn't know. I just was just feeling his energy. and found out the next day that he had died on the day that I wrote this song for him. Let's use this. This is a friend.
Self-misery. We laugh at the notion that love is rare. We laugh at the notion of fear. We come to each moment with cupboards bare and open our hearts to the heaven that's here. We open our hearts to the heaven that's here. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Our spirits are soaring free. We've taken the weight of the world off our shoulders, found our unity. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Mr. Rogers is singing along. Would have known that this journey home would lead my heart back to his song. Who would have known that our journey home would lead us all back to this song? A beautiful day in the night.